input paths to the brain. It is sometimes assumed that such a deafferented brain would naturally stay in a comatose state forever, needing no morphine to keep it dormant. But there is some empirical evidence to suggest that spontaneous waking might still occur in these dire circumstances. I think we can suppose that, were you to awake in such a state, you would find yourself in horrible straits. Blind, deaf, completely numb, with no sense of your body's orientation. Not wanting to horrify you, then, the scientists arrange to wake you up by piping stereo music, suitably encoded as nerve impulses, into your auditory nerves. They also arrange for the signals that would normally come from your vestibular system or inner ear to indicate that you are lying on your back, but otherwise paralyzed, numb, blind. This much should be within the limits of technical virtuosity in the near future, perhaps possible even today. They might then go on to stimulate the tracts that used to innervate your epidermis, providing it with the input that would normally have been produced by a gentle, even warmth over the ventral, belly surface of your body. And, getting fancier, they might stimulate the dorsal, back epidermal nerve,